Welcome to Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown from Geek, Alabama. Join us every day during the Christmas season where we talk about stories from the North Pole and Santa Claus. And here to tell your stories is your host, Nathan Young. Hello, today is day 12 of our second season of Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. So in today's episode, I want to talk about how the North Pole powers itself with, you know, electricity and everything, because being that far enough, you gotta have electricity not only to stay warm, but to make all the toys in the workshop for Christmas every year. Now, back in the days before technology advanced, they usually powered electricity for things like wood or coal. But Santa and the elves realized using burning all coal and wood contributes to climate change and global warming. So, up in the North Pole today with Santa and the elves, they have a new ways of powering electricity. They use a lot of wind power because it's very windy up in the North Pole, and they can use that wind turbine energy to create electricity. Solar panels is a very new tech up there, but it's hard to do half the year because it's dark most of the time. So, for the half of the year that it's mostly daylight, the summer months, solar works great. For the winter months, though, not so much. But they have other ways to produce electricity. They have created their own lake infrastructure, so they have dams, and they use the dams to create electricity from water turbines. That's one way to get electricity. And another way is geothermal technology. They have harnessed that technology to help power things up there as well. Santa and the elves, they don't like being dirty. They don't like to pollute our planet, because we only have one planet. And they want to power cleanly, work cleanly, as much as possible. And that's why they like to be very sustainable up there. And that includes electricity, the power in the North Pole. Because without electricity in the North Pole, they wouldn't be able to stay there half the year, because it would be way too cold to survive there. And Santa would wish other people around the world would adopt more sustainable energy as well, like they have. Thank you all for watching or listening to Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening to Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. For more stories, articles, and podcasts, please log on to geekalabama.com.